Historians are a funny sort. Obsessed with the study of change over time, they are nevertheless not all that married to calendars. Ask most folks, for example, when the 20th century began, they will likely say January 1900. Ask a historian, and they will most likely say 1914, because the forces that dominated the 20th century largely emerged from the horrors of the First World War. Indeed, one of the most popular words among historians is that great German word, Zeitgeist, that is, the defining spirit or mood of a particular period of history as shown by the ideas and beliefs of the time. Which brings us to what I call the current generational cohort wars. That is, the hurtful assault by many younger Americans on what they think of as the boomers, supposedly a cohesive group of people born between 1946 and 1964. Sounds historical enough to people who know nothing of history, but the fact is that the term boomers, as it is usually understood, is extraordinarily ahistorical. Indeed, the year of one's birth does in no way define a generation. Rather, what matters is when a particular age cohort comes of age. Thus, grouping those born from 1946 through 64 is the height of historical malpractice. Indeed, those that came of age in the transformative 1960s experienced a zeitgeist totally different from those who did so two decades later. Know what linked the generation born after the war were the struggles from the Civil Rights Movement to the Vietnam War, a dramatic zeitgeist if there ever was one. And what sort of world did that generation, better thought of as the Vietnam generation, actually inherit and wholeheartedly strive to repair? A world where African Americans had to navigate formal and informal segregation every day of their lives. A horror that an enormous number of those born in those first years after the Second World War struggled to rectify. A world where marital rape was quite legal, a legal reality that was overturned as part of the reinvigorated women's movement born of those same 1960s. A world where most of us spent significant time simply trying to breathe in an increasingly toxic atmosphere that those young people who filled the streets during 1970's first Earth Day so dramatically tried to clean up. A generation totally caught up in the challenge of the Vietnam War, either fighting in the war, trying to stop the war, or for so many, doing both. All essential elements of a generation literally obsessed with challenging conventional authority on issues from race to gender. Not forgetting when the first genuine so-called boomers, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, actually made it to the White House, among the first things they took on were the very issues that obsess us to this day, from health care to the climate crisis. A record anyone from the Vietnam generation can feel terribly proud of. No, the truth is that in a world where Donald Trump is undermining core elements of American civil society, and a destabilized climate is undermining our future, starting some sort of misinformed generational war is an absurd indulgence.